Over the past half century, Horace Clarence Boyer had a profound impact on gospel music. Boyer rose to fame in the late 1950s as one half of the Boyer Brothers. He later pursued a career in music education, becoming one of the first scholars to formally study African American sacred music. Boyer passed away in July at the age of 74. Earlier this month, teachers, students, and fans honored him at a memorial service in Central Florida. And from member station WMFE in Orlando, Mark Simpson has this profile.
The Boyer brothers hit the road before they were even teenagers. But James Boyer says their father, a pastor, set some ground rules.
As little brothers will do, you fight. And my father did not want us to fight each other. And so he gave us an ultimatum when we were 10 and 11. And he said, you cannot go anywhere to sing until you stop fighting a year. That was the longest year of my life, and after that year, I never hit him again.
James and Horace came from a family that took the gospel seriously, and that gave their singing credibility, says composer Carl Maltby.
When one heard the Boyer brothers, it was clear that they were not just performers. They were actually ministers of music.
Come with me to the altar, and you can have what the altar gives. And you can have what the altar gives.
They began in Central Florida and headed to the Midwest, where they had relatives. James Boyer remembers returning from one of those trips.
We were on the Greyhound bus, of course, and we saw signs as we came into Nashville that said Mahalia Jackson is singing at the Ryman Auditorium Sunday night.
Boyer says they called their father and asked if they could stay to hear Jackson.
It was common practice in those days for local singers to sing first, and then the star attraction would close the program. We went backstage and said, Miss Jackson, we're singers. We would like to sing a song on your program. Well, she said, sure, boys, you can sing.
Step by step, I'm nearing the kingdom. Whoa,
the Boyer brothers sang Step by Step. Horace was 15, James was 16. The next day, they recorded it.
Jesus will welcome me in the kingdom. Whoa, step by step, I'm on the throne.
The song brought the Boyer brothers a measure of fame. The little money they got, they put towards their education. Horace Boyer decided to pursue advanced degrees at the Eastman School of Music, but his brother says Horace had to convince administrators.
When he shows up and says, I want to do my research on gospel music, they told him he could not do it because there were not enough resources in the library. Well, he said to them, if you will allow me, I will go and record some of the music of which I speak, and then do the theoretical analysis.
Horace Boyer's research into gospel music was collected in the 1995 book, How Sweet the Sound, The Golden Age of Gospel. James Boyer says as much as they enjoyed singing, it's his brother's writing that will likely stand the test of time.
Once you stop traveling and recording, new generations don't hear your sound. So I think his legacy is going to be in the academic community.
James Boyer's brother never stopped researching gospel. In 1999, Horace Boyer told NPR about checking out some new sounds.
Gospel has shifted downtown to the teenagers, and I couldn't see. I had to stand up the whole time, but I wouldn't have missed it for anything because it says now that gospel music is popular music.
Horace Boyer wanted to spread gospel music beyond churches and even concert stages, says his brother James.
His idea was, why not? It is, quote, just as respectable, it is just as moving as the secular music. And so he took it on in a way kind of to prove to the academic community that it had its place on the American music scene.
And today, in large part because of Horace Clarence Boyer, it does. For NPR News, I'm Mark Simpson in Orlando.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.